head coach Jim Scanlon joining us. Coach, congratulations. That was a huge win and a great effort by your team today.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Thank you. You're right. Really, really proud of the group. Just, it's tough one last night. We thought we deserved better, but you know, we came out. This game today was a lot different. Definitely felt like a playoff game the entire way. Very intense. Just little things were really, really big. Obviously, Kerrigan Dowie was outstanding. Made some key saves for us, and big reason why we won the game.
Your special teams this weekend, pretty good. You go 1-for-3 on the power play today, 3-for-3 today on the penalty kill. Yesterday, perfect on the penalty kill. Special teams against a team like Ohio State is always going to be a factor, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, you're spot on with the penalty kill, especially to go 3-for-3, and obviously they had that one there with about 7 minutes left, and just a great job. And, the power play wasn't, the goal wasn't the way you draw it up, but it went in and it counted, so that's the big thing.
That goal by Alexis Joyce, that reviewed. You always talk about getting those greasy goals, especially against a goaltender like Sove. You have to get a goal that's going to not be pretty, right?
Oh, absolutely. it was Lindsay Featherstone's line with Sylvia and Riley. Win a draw, get a puck out to AJ, and Sylvia ducked, and it, hit a post, whatever. But I think they were just reviewing to make sure it was completely across the goal line. But, I thought Casey was right behind there and signaled goal. So, but no question, it was a big goal to tie the game up when we did.
5 shots on net today for your senior captain, Emma Terrace. She didn't score, but, man, does she definitely make an impact on the ice, doesn't she?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought, everybody today just battled real hard and just a real solid team effort, which certainly you need in a place like this against a team like Ohio State.
Ohio State's only lost twice here at their home ice. Talk about the ambiance. This place was packed today. How much did that help?
Yeah, that was fun to see. I know there's a 14U tournament town, so I think every one of the teams was here watching, and definitely adds to it. Obviously, it's, it is what it is, but certainly to have it packed today was made it very fun.
Winning a game like this against a nationally ranked opponent going into Duluth next weekend, how much confidence and momentum does that give you guys?
Well, it's huge. It's we played well yesterday, and that's what we talked about. We wanted to play well this weekend going into next weekend, and this was like I said, it had a playoff feel to it, it had playoff intensity, and it was just a real hard fought game. We came up with some big plays when we need them, and you got to protect a 1-goal lead. They obviously pulled their goalie, and I thought we did a great job doing what we had to do there. So certainly it helps us, but the regular season's done, and nothing means anything anymore. And now we got to go over there to Duluth and get started on Friday.
Coach, congratulations again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show.